If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Thaddeus McCarter of American Greatness, recovering politician, writing most recently about the World Economic Forum and the Tesla driving machines. I saw 5 Teslas in the country roads of rural Connecticut today, in and around Kent, Connecticut, coming out of church. 5 Teslas. That's an all-time high. Telling me that a $70,000 to $100,000 runabout is doing very well in rural Connecticut, where I've never seen a charging station. So I presume that these Teslas are being re-upped at home with a equally elaborate and expensive charging mechanism, which has equally elaborate costs on your electricity bill. This is the future. Thaddeus, a very good evening to you. Diminished expectations. How does that connect to what I saw today with very well-to-do people driving beautiful machines on the back roads of Connecticut?
Well, the back roads in rural in your world are a whole lot different than mine. Because these aren't exactly Mr. Green Jeans riding his tractor then hopping in his Tesla and going off to Mass. So I think that what you're dealing with are a bunch of rich people who like to go hang out away from the city where they made their pile in the first place. But anyways, we digress. The World Economic Forum, I suppose, in some ways is something that they would appreciate because it's composed of the uber rich and their friends in the media, and they all sit together and powwow about how they're going to change the world and recreate everything in their own image to protect their own pile that they've made throughout the decades. And so the World Economic Forum, one has to remember, one would think, is about the expansion of capitalism, growing economic wealth, but that's not the case. What they're really concerned about more than anything else is protecting the money and the uber riches that they've already got from the masses, which are the rest of us. So when you have the United States, which has been having declining income in relative terms since the 70s, it finally changed under the Trump administration. But when you look at it, they're very concerned about people not being able to reach the same standard of living as their parents did or their grandparents did. And what that leads to is when expectations are not met, you generally have large uprisings amongst populations, if not revolutions, certainly within developed countries back in the day. And certainly now, as we've seen throughout the Arab Spring, there was a large economic component to that. So what the World Economic Forum has done is they've gotten in bed with the climate cultists, the green radical movement. And what they've done is, in the developed countries, they've turned diminished expectations into a virtue. That somehow wanting to have less than the generations that went before you makes you a better person. And what they then hope to do is take the wealth that they can generate off those diminished expectations, take it from the industrialized countries and hand it to the undeveloped countries to pass to corrupt leaders that they have there that are beholden to them that will, and others that will then help to foster a climate of dependency amongst their populations so that there can be no revolts there or in the wealthy nations. First step was convincing the wealthy nations that they need to slow down their growth, that they need to stop being so prosperous and to consider it a very good thing. This is absolutely antithetical to how generations have lived throughout the millennia. But hey, when you're a left winger, yeah, why not experiment with other people's lives and prosperity? Sometimes you even get elected for doing it.
So
although the World Economic Forum isn't elected to anything, which makes them even more insidious.
So the future is less than the present. That's the presumption.
Well, they're trying to tell you that less is the best. And that if you have more expectations for material prosperity and for your self and your family that you're a bad person. And so this is one of the reasons that you see anxiety, especially among young people. These are an entire generation that's being told that they're responsible for changing the weather throughout the planet, or the Earth is going to die, that people are going to die. And if they don't control not only themselves, not only their own country, but the countries around them and the populations they're in, that somehow they're bad people. Now, you would think to yourself, well, now look, everybody can say to themselves, well, my prosperity, I don't want that to be diminished. I don't want that to be diminished for my children. But when you look at some of the universities and how they're teaching these kids, they're indoctrinating them with the sense that you are now the credentialed elitist class that will impose diminished expectations upon them. But hey, wink, wink, nod, nod, at least you'll be handsomely rewarded for it. So you're not exactly going to feel the impact of losing all your cool stuff. So that's one of the things that keeps this going. And we can see this in the election results here in the United States. We can see it over in Europe. And of course, you could see it with the World Economic Forum and their colluding pals in the green, radical green movement, because that's exactly what they're telling people. And that's exactly what's happening at the present time.
The Teslas I saw are very well manufactured, very well carefully engineered, expensively so. That battery is really expensive.
How much do they cost, John?
The Teslas I saw today are $70,000. And they go, I think I saw one S, which is 100 plus. And the manufacturing process is expensive. It's entirely subsidized. And what we're talking about is a future where there would be fewer resources to purchase Teslas, even though they were subsidized.
So, well, not if you're in that class that can afford them already, or if you're one of the legacies that they send to the Ivy League that believes they're indoctrinated with the sense that they have a right to govern everybody else and tell them what to do. There are always going to be people who can afford those Teslas. There's always going to be John Kerry flying on his jet plane and telling the rest of us he needs to do it, but we don't, and that he's more important than us. So there's always going to be people who buy into the hubris that they're better than everybody else. There's always going to be an elitist tendency among some people, especially in the upper 1%, to think that they can get away with this. It's antithetical to democracy and a constitutional republic, but hey, try telling them that. So John, your friends with the Teslas are always going to think they're better than everybody else. What irks me is that they're going to start telling us that we deserve to have less while they continue to have more. And I don't think that that's a recipe for the social stability that the World Economic Forum and the green environmental movement actually think that it is.
How is the green going in your measure right now? Because there are lots of contradictions with the war in Europe and the needs of China buying energy from Russia. Is green at this point, does it have momentum, or is it just what we see in our party politics in the U.S.?
Done. I had this conversation with somebody. They started talking about how nations are trying to leave the U.S. dollar as currency reserve, as the petrodollar. I said, it's the petrodollar. Well, if you don't believe in petro, how can you have a petrodollar as a reserve currency?
Right.
You see Brazil. You see a lot of countries, developing countries, less wealthy countries that rely on oil, not only for the prosperity of their people, but also for the social safety nets, the rudimentary social safety nets that many of them have. You have China, you have Russia, you have other countries that view them as a tool for the necessary expansion of their military, diplomatic, and commercial power. So while the West is deciding that they're going to live by windmills again and return back to the 16th century under some misguided notion that we can control the weather, what's going to happen is you're going to see these other countries just sitting there smiling at us while we do it, knowing that they're actually it's actually strengthening their hand as we move into the future, that the democracies are weakening themselves in the face of enemies that are doing their damnedest to knock us off the pedestal of our peace and prosperity that we've enjoyed for decades now.
Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness, right, and recovering politician, writing of the World Economic Forum and just a casual measure of Teslas in the rural Connecticut. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.